You're listening to SBS News.
United States senators arrived for work on Thursday for what is to be the third time in history a US president has faced an impeachment trial. Democratic House impeachment manager Adam Schiff read out the charges to mark the start of the process, accusing Mr. Trump of obstructing Congress.
Donald J. Trump has abused the powers of the presidency in that, using the powers of his high office, President Trump solicited the interference of a foreign government, Ukraine, in the 2020 United States presidential election.
Mr. Trump was impeached by the House of Representatives last December, and now the process has moved to a Senate trial. He is accused of withholding millions of dollars in aid for Ukraine to gain an inquiry in that country into his possible political opponent, Joe Biden. In the articles, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff describes the pressure Mr. Trump exerted on Ukraine for personal benefit and says his actions put national security at risk.
President Trump, by such conduct, has demonstrated that he will remain a threat to the Constitution if allowed to remain in office, and has acted in a manner grossly incompatible with self-governance and the rule of law. President Trump thus warrants impeachment and trial, removal from office, and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States.
A newly released government report states the Trump administration's decision to refuse military aid to Ukraine was a legal violation. The report from the Government Accountability Office, a nonpartisan congressional monitor, says the Trump administration broke the law when it withheld US security aid to Ukraine last year that had been appropriated by Congress. The Empowerment Control Act of 1974 limits the White House from withholding funds that Congress has appropriated. President Trump continues to call the impeachment process a hoax and describes his phone call to Ukraine as perfect.
We're doing an incredible job, and for absolutely no reason, I got impeached. It's a disgrace, and it's a hoax.
Protesters gathered at Capitol Hill to show their opposition to Mr. Trump's leadership, and several people were arrested. Campaigner Paki Wieland is hoping Mr. Trump will be removed from office.
We're here to support the movement to move forward with the trial now that the impeachment has been succeeded. So we're here to encourage senators to do the right thing, to honour the Constitution.
The US Chief Justice administered the juror's oath to senators as they swore to deliver impartial justice in the trial. President Trump is scheduled to give his State of the Union address on February the 4th. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says he can keep that appointment with Congress or request to postpone it until after his Senate impeachment trial. She says that decision is up to the president.
He could send a printed copy, which was for a long time the tradition. The president would send a copy of his State of the Union address, or he could ask us to postpone it if, in fact, he wants to have it after all of this is resolved. But the timing of the investigation of the trial of the president for obstructing Congress and abuse of power should not be hastened because of a speech he wants to make.
Opening arguments for the impeachment trial are set to begin on Tuesday. The trial has been adjourned until next week. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.